Welcome back. This is Chapter 6, Propagation. There is 78 questions in this chapter, guys. Number 1. Which of the following answers is not correct? Based on the bandwidth required, the following modes may be transmitted in these frequencies. Single sideband. Number 2. What is the best method to tell if a band is open for communication with a particular distant location? Listen for signals from that area from an amateur beacon station or a foreign broadcast or television station on a nearby frequency. Number 3. Which of the following is not a scatter mode? Inverted scatter. Number 4. What effect is responsible for propagating a VHF signal over 800 kilometers, 500 miles? Tropospheric ducting. Number 5. What is a characteristic of HF scatter signals? Rapid flutter or hollow sounding distortion. Number 6. In which frequency range is meteor scatter most effective for extended range communication? 300 to 100 megahertz. Number 7. What kind of unusual HF allows weak signals from the skip zone to be heard occasionally? Scatter mode. Number 8. On the HF bands, when is scatter propagation most likely involved? When weak and distorted signals near or above the maximum usable frequency, MUF, can be heard over unusual paths. Number 9. Meteor scatter is the most effective on what band? 6 meters. Number 10. Which of the following is not a scatter mode? Absorption scatter. Number 11. Why are HF scatter signals usually weak? Only a small part of the signal energy is scattered into the skip zone. Number 12. What emission modes are best for auroral propagation? CW and SSB. Number 13. If you receive a weak, distorted signal from a distant and close to the maximum usable frequency, what type of propagation is probably occurring? Scatter. Number 14. What type of radio wave propagation allows a signal to be detected at a distance too far for ground wave propagation, but too near for normal sky wave propagation? Scatter. Number 15. Excluding enhanced propagation modes, what is the approximate range of normal VHF tropospheric propagation? 800 kilometers or 500 miles. Number 16. What makes HF scatter signals often sound distorted? Energy scattered into the skip zone through several radio wave paths. Number 17. The radio wave which follows a path from the transmitter to the ionosphere and back to Earth is known correctly as the ionosphere wave. Number 18. Reception of a high frequency HF radio waves beyond 4,000 kilometers is generally possible by ionospheric wave. Number 19. At a lower HF frequencies, radio communication out to 200 kilometers is made possible by ground wave. Number 20. What causes the ionosphere to form? Solar radiation ionizing the outer atmosphere. Number 21. When a signal is returned to Earth by the ionosphere, what is this called? Sky wave propagation. Number 22. Sky wave is another name for ionospheric wave. Number 23. What type of propagation usually occurs from one handheld VHF transceiver to another nearby? Line of sight propagation. Number 24. The distance traveled by ground waves is less at higher frequencies. Number 25. That portion of radiation which is directly affected by the surface of the Earth is called ground wave. Number 26. How are VHF signals propagated within the range of the visible horizon? By direct wave. Number 27. How does the range of sky wave propagation compare to ground wave propagation? It is much longer. Number 28. Skip distance is the minimum distance reached by a signal after one reflection by the ionosphere. Number 29. What causes selective fading? Phase differences between radio wave components of the same transmission as experienced at the receiving station. Number 30. Two or more parts of the radio wave follow different paths during propagation, and this may result in phase differences at the receiver. This change at the receiver is called fading. Number 31. What effect does the D region of the ionosphere have on lower frequency HF signals in the daytime? It absorbs the signals. Number 32. The distance from the transmitter to the nearest point where the sky wave returns to the Earth is called the skip distance. Number 33. If the height of the reflecting layer of the ionosphere increases, the skip distance of a high frequency or HF transmission becomes greater. 34. How does the bandwidth of a transmitted signal affect selective fading? It is more pronounced at wide bandwidth. 35. For radio signals, the skip distance is determined by the height of the ionosphere and the angle of the radiation. Number 36. Where in the ionosphere does aerial activity occur? At the E region height. Number 37. Polarization change often takes place on radio waves that are propagated over long distances. Which of these does not cause polarization change? Parabolic interaction. Number 38. On the VHF and UHF bands, polarization of the receiving antenna is very important in relation to the transmitting antenna. Yet on AHF bands, it is relatively unimportant. Why is that so? The ionosphere can change polarization of the signal from moment to moment. Number 39. When a transmitted radio signal reaches a station by a one-hop and two-hop skip path, small changes in the ionosphere can cause variations in the ground wave. Number 40. Skip distance is a term associated with signals from the ionosphere. Skip effects are due to reflection and refraction from the ionosphere. Number 41. The distance to Europe from your location is approximately 5,000 kilometers. What sort of propagation is most likely to be involved? Multi-hop. Number 42. The unusual effect of the ionospheric storms is to cause a fade-out of sky wave signals. Number 43. A change or variation in signal strength at the antenna caused by differences in path lengths is called fading. Number 44. What causes distant AM broadcast in 160-meter ham band stations not to be heard during the daytime hours? The ionization of the D region. Number 45. The skip distance of a sky wave will be greatest when the angle between the ground and radiation is the smallest. Number 46. What causes the maximum usable frequency to vary? The amount of radiation received from the sun, mainly ultraviolet. Number 47. All communication frequencies throughout the spectrum are affected in varying degrees by the atmospheric conditions. Number 48. How do sunspots change the ionization of the atmosphere? The more sunspots there are, the greater the ionization. Number 49. How long is an average sunspot cycle? 11 years. Number 50. What influences all radio communications beyond ground wave or line of sight ranges? Solar activity. Number 51. What is one way to determine if the maximum usable frequency, or MUF, is high enough to support 28 MHz propagation between your station and Western Europe? Listen for signals on the 10 beacon frequency. Number 52. What does maximum usable frequency mean? The highest frequency signal that will reach its intended destination. Number 53. Which two types of radiation from the sun influence propagation? Electromagnetic and particle emissions. Number 54. Average duration of a solar cycle is 11 years. Number 55. What can be done at an amateur station to continue HF communications during a sudden ionosphere's disturbance? Try a higher frequency. Number 56. What happens to signals higher in frequency than the critical frequency? They pass through the ionosphere. Number 57. Reflection of an SSB transmission from the ionosphere causes little or no phase shift distortion. Number 58. Propagation cycles have a period of approximately 11 years. Number 59. What usually happens to radio waves with frequencies below the maximum usable frequency, MUF, when they are sent into the ionosphere? They are bent. Number 60. What is solar flux index? A measure of solar activity that is taken at a specific frequency. Number 61. The ability of the ionosphere to reflect higher frequency radio signals depends on the amount of solar radiation. Number 62. When the sunspot numbers are high, how is propagation affected? Frequencies up to 40 MHz or higher are normally usable for long-distance communication. 63. What is solar flux? The radio energy emitted by the sun. Number 64. What is a Socratic E condition? Patches. Number 65. In the northern hemisphere, in which direction should a directional antenna be pointed to take maximum advantage of auroral propagation? North. Number 66. What causes tropospheric ducting of radio waves? A temperature. Number 67. At what point in the solar cycle does the 20-meter band usually support worldwide propagation during daylight hours? At any point in the solar cycle. Number 68. Communication on the 80-meter band is generally most difficult during daytime in the summer. Number 69. During summer daytime, which bands are the most difficult for communications beyond ground wave? 160 and 80 meters. Number 70. What effect does tropospheric bending have on a 2-meter radio waves? It lets you contact stations further away. Number 71. That portion of the radiation kept close to the Earth's surface during bending in the atmosphere is called the tropospheric wave. Number 72. On which amateur frequency band is the extended distance propagation effect of sporadic E most often observed? 6 meter. 73. Which ionospheric region most affects sky wave propagation on the 6-meter band? The E region. Number 74. The optimum working frequency provides the best long-range HF communication compared with the maximum usable frequency, MUF, is usually slightly lower. Number 75. If we transmit a signal, the frequency of which is so high we no longer receive a reflection from the ionosphere, the signal frequency is above the maximum usable frequency, or MUF. Number 76. When is the ionosphere most ionized? Midday. Number 77. What is the maximum distance among the Earth's surface that is normally covered in one hop using the F2 region? 4,000 kilometers or 2,500 miles. Number 78. When is the ionosphere least ionized? Shortly before dawn.